Hi, Patrick here with the latest on the Catalan language. This comes by way of the Big Show's Europe correspondent, Jerry Haddon. Jerry, lucky man, lives in Barcelona. Not so lucky, from his perspective, is that his kids are learning Catalan, whether they like it or not. More on that in a bit. First, a report from Jerry and some background. Catalan used to be a forbidden language. It was completely suppressed during the Franco dictatorship. That was the price for Catalonia being on the losing side of the Spanish Civil War of the 1930s. But things changed after Franco died and Spain finally became a democracy. That was in the late 1970s. And the central government in Madrid allowed Catalonia some degree of autonomy, including language rights. Catalan reemerged in the public arena, in particular in schools. Kids today receive their schooling, if they go to public school, not in Spanish, but in Catalan. And that has produced a backlash from Madrid. Spain's government is worried about the prospect of Catalan independence, of Spain breaking up. So Madrid has said that it wants more Spanish in Catalonia schools, less Catalan. They want the two languages on an equal footing. You can imagine how that's going down in Catalonia. Here's Jerry's report.
In Spain, politics is never far from sports. Football club Barcelona, the most winning team in soccer of the last decade, is no exception. The club, known just as Barça around here, is inseparable from Catalan culture and identity. Its slogan, Barça, more than a club. So as Spain's government proposes making Spanish education available in all regions of the country, including in Catalonia, Barça officials, coaches, and players have joined the protests. Even Barça's star player, Lionel Messi, who's not Catalan. He's Argentine, though he grew up here. I studied and was educated in Catalan, Messi told reporters after a recent game, and it was never a problem. On the contrary, it's better to make laws that contribute to our society rather than create divisions, he said, referring to the proposed education reform. Currently, public schools in Catalonia only offer 1 or 2 hours of Spanish a week, even though Catalonia is part of Spain. That's because for 4 decades prior to Spain's transition to democracy, Catalan was banned in local schools by the dictator Francisco Franco. Today's policy was agreed on to make up for the suppression. But now the current center-right Spanish government says enough time has passed to put Spanish on equal footing with Catalan, as the Constitution and the courts dictate. It wants to remove Catalan as a requirement in Catalan universities and force the region to pay for private Spanish language schools if parents demand it. Spain's Minister for Education and Sports, José Ignacio Wert, explained his proposal in Parliament recently. He said the goal was to, quote, Spanishize Catalan students so that they feel as proud to be Spanish as Catalan. Wert's plan has touched a nationalistic nerve in Catalonia and earned him the nickname Wert the Segregator. The threat of such reform is partly what pushed Catalonia to hold elections recently, elections seen as a vote on whether to hold a referendum for outright independence. Independence-minded parties want a majority but may not be able to form a coalition to govern. Tensions have gotten so high, even Spain's military recently chimed in. In an editorial in its official magazine, it said it was concerned that Catalan independence seekers were upsetting national unity and forgetting that it's the military's role to preserve it. The general running the magazine has since been demoted, but the saber-rattling was not lost on Catalans or any Spaniards. Spain was torn apart by civil war in the 1930s. At the war's outbreak, Franco soldiers executed the then-president of Football Club Barcelona, so there's blood on the field, so to speak, and it adds solemnity to the team's more-than-a-club slogan. It also helps explain why, at this recent game, in the midst of the calls for Catalan independence, a packed crowd turned the stadium into a giant Catalan flag and sang the Catalan anthem. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.
Okay, so I mentioned that Jerry himself, an American living in Catalonia, he isn't wild about the fact that his kids are having to learn Catalan. They're not just learning it, they're learning math and science and all of those other subjects in Catalan. It's the language of instruction. You should check out Jerry's blog post on this. It's at the usual place, theworld.org/language. It's a really interesting conundrum, a minority language that, in order to survive and thrive, clearly needs protection. But does that mean that you suck in everyone who lives in the region into this linguistic bubble? Is that a mixed metaphor? Can you suck into bubbles? You know, I think you can. Well, you can right here, right now, anyway. Okay, see you at the website, or at Facebook, or on Twitter, where I tweet under the name Patricox, P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. See you next time.